Belinda and ABC Audio present the Boyer Lectures 2017. Fast, smart and connected. What it is to be human and Australian in a digital world. Delivered by Professor Genevieve Bell. The audio for this recording is taken from the broadcast on Radio National.
I ran away from home. In fact, I've been running away from home my whole life. This last time took me to America, to university in Philadelphia, graduate school in cultural anthropology at Stanford, and a nearly 20-year stint in the high-tech industry. I worked at Intel, where my job was to put people back into the process by which technology was made. I was responsible for helping build our current digital world. I used to joke I was a full-time anthropologist and a part-time futurist. Either way, it was a great gig. Then 8 months ago, I came back to Australia, to Canberra and the Australian National University. And everyone keeps asking me, why? Why would you come back to Australia, they say. And in their tone, I hear a fair bit of skepticism and two distinct questions. Why would you leave Silicon Valley? And why would you come here? After all, I've spent the better part of the last 30 years at the epicenter of the biggest set of digital transformations in our lifetime. I saw the birth of Google, Amazon, Facebook, Twitter, as well as things like the iPod, the iPhone, the Kindle, and even self-driving cars. I was in the middle of all that. And it's a very long way from there to Canberra in almost every conceivable way. Basically, I just seem to be going in the wrong direction. But making those kind of journeys is not new to me. I left a tenure-track job at Stanford University to join Intel back in the late 1990s. Almost no one thought that was a good idea. It probably didn't help that the job was brokered by a man I met in a bar in Palo Alto, and that it came without any discernible job description. It was in many ways a very foolish thing. I left a world I knew how to navigate and a clear path forward for something much more opaque. In fact, I really didn't understand what Intel did or how Silicon Valley worked, despite the fact that Stanford was in the middle of it, literally and figuratively. But I did understand that companies like Intel were building the future and that they were making technologies that would help shape our lives, at least for the next generation. And I knew I wanted to be a part of that and to help shape it differently than the traditional logics of engineering and computer science might otherwise dictate. And yes, that really does mean I thought one person could make a meaningful difference in that world. The answer to why I thought that lies in my childhood. I'm the daughter of an Australian anthropologist. I spent my formative years at my mum's field sites, living with Indigenous communities in central and northern Australia, with people who still remember their first sight of Europeans, cattle and fences. It was, to say the least, an unusual childhood. And it left some pretty indelible marks on me. About social justice, fairness, and about how different the world was depending on your point of view and your place in it. And Mum made sure my brother and I reflected on that and understood what it meant.